Hello, I'm Chris from Opinion Research, a national survey research firm. And we're talking to people today about issues facing us all, and we would like to include your responses to the survey. To begin, are you registered to vote in San Patricio County?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you very much. And let's see. Are you or is anyone in your household employed in the news media, a market research firm, an elected official, or actively involved with political campaigns?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. And thinking about past November in general elections for a moment, which party's candidate have you tended to vote for most often? Democrat, Republican?
I think going with the Republican.
Thank you very much. Just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, in what year were you born?
What day?
What year?
Oh, 1963.
Thank you very much. Now, have you seen, read, or heard anything recently about the building of an ammonia plant in or near Ingleside?
Yeah, I hear you that when I see too many, notes or papers. And it's simple to this morning. I go eat in a road stand. I see the paper over there in the window. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, and related to that, have you seen, read, or heard about this from a report in the newspapers, yes or no?
No.
Attending a meeting?
No.
Facebook, X, or other social media?
No, ma'am.
A report on television?
No.
Talking with family or friends?
No, ma'am.
A website you found?
No.
A news site or articles on the internet?
No, ma'am.
Something you heard on the radio?
No, ma'am.
No, okay. Thank you very much. And in your own words, please tell me what you have seen, read, or heard recently about the proposed ammonia plant?
No.
Oh, in your own words, whatever you heard about the proposed ammonia plant, what do you remember?
Really, I hear you talking some, the people, so there. The job we do it is 100% different.
That the job that they're doing is 100% different?
Yes, ma'am. That we're working with crude oil is what we're doing over there.
Okay, thank you very much. And working with the oils?
Yeah, crude oil and the refineries.
Ah. Refineries. Thank you very much. Now, has what you've seen, read, or heard given you a more negative view or a more positive view of the proposed ammonia plant?
So far, I think being negative, but I don't know.
Okay, that's fine. Now, I would like to read you of the names of several individuals or groups. For each one, please tell me whether you have heard of the person or group, and if so, whether you have a positive or negative impression of them. If you do not recognize the name, just let me know. The first one is Enbridge.
Negative.
And is it somewhat negative or strong negative?
Just negative. Yes, yeah, no strong, just negative.
Somewhat or strong? It's just that the scale that we have, we just have strong positive, somewhat negative, or strong negative.
Oh, yeah, let's go strong negative. Yeah.
Strong negative. Thank you. What about Valero?
Strong negative. Yeah.
Thank you. And what about Project Yaren?
Oh, I never hear you that one, bro. I'd be a strong negative too.
Strong. Okay, thank you. What about Nueces County Green Ammonia?
Oh, strong negative, yeah.
A port of Corpus Christi?
Yeah, go ahead, strong negative, yeah.
Thank you. The next one is Yara.
I never hear that, but be a strong negative.
Thank you. The next one is Oxy Energy Corporation.
Oxy, yeah, be strong negative, yeah.
And the last one is Flint Hills Resources.
Yeah, be strong negative, yes, ma'am.
Thank you. And would you favor or oppose the construction of an ammonia plant and export facility located in of the southern edge of Ingleside?
What is a negative, positive?
Yes, we just want to know. If you would favor or oppose the construction of an ammonia plant and export facility located on the southern edge of Ingleside. Right now we do have a scale. We want to know if you favor it strongly, favor it somewhat, oppose it somewhat, or strongly oppose it.
I'd be strongly oppose it.
Thank you. Now, please tell me if each of the following items of information makes you strongly favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose the construction of an ammonia plant and export facility at the south part of Ingleside. The first one is, the proposed ammonia plant and export facility will be located within the existing Enbridge Ingleside Energy Center at the south tip of Ingleside.
I'd be stronger, positive.
Thank you. The next one is, ammonia is the second most manufactured chemical globally, and one of the two project partners, Yara, has over 100 years of experience and excellent safety records and extensive knowledge of the entire production process.
That'd be stronger, positive.
Thank you. The next one is, a partner in the proposed ammonia plant, Enbridge, has a large-scale infrastructure development expertise with world-class deep water docks and export capabilities at the Enbridge Ingleside Energy Center.
The strong opposite.
Thank you. The next one is, opponents say the proposed location of the ammonia facility will negatively impact community members' lives.
Strong opposite.
Thank you. Opponents say the proposed ammonia facility will require too much water and jeopardize the amount of water available to Ingleside residents.
It'd be a strong opposite.
Thank you. The next one is, approximately 95% of the carbon dioxide generated from the ammonia facility will be captured, sequestered, and then transported by a pipeline to permanent underground storage approximately 25 miles south of San Patricio County.
Strong deposit.
Thank you. And the next one is, the produced ammonia will be loaded directly onto ships docked right at the facility. Therefore, the produced ammonia will remain on commercial and industrial property, away from residences, and then it is shipped.
A strong opposite.
The low-carbon ammonia production from the proposed facility will remove 95% of the carbon dioxide from the ammonia manufacturing process, thus creating a nearly carbon-free fuel source.
Strong opposed.
Strongly opposed?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Now, opponents say the proposed ammonia facility will increase shipping traffic in the bay, and this will mean more erosion as well as damage to the aquatic ecosystem.
Strong opposed.
Enbridge and Yara will partner to invest in programs to support environmental stewardship and conservation and work closely with local communities to promote shared environmental values and priorities.
Strong opposite.
Thank you. Now we're halfway there. In addition to paying property taxes on the proposed facility, both Yara and Enbridge will pay sales and use tax and corporate tax, income tax, and other taxes, including payroll tax, fuel tax, and excise tax.
I'd be a stronger positive this.
Thank you. The next one is, consumers frequently use ammonia-based products found in everyday household items, such as glass cleaners, disinfectant aerosol sprays, surface and carpet cleaners, and pet stain removers.
Yeah, I've been stronger positive.
Thank you. The next one is, the proposed facility will generate millions of dollars each year in property tax revenues to help with road improvements, pay teacher salaries, maintain school buildings, and fund a host of other county services.
Be a strong opposite.
The next one is, the ammonia produced by the facility would be exported to Europe and other countries for their energy needs, since ammonia is a fuel source that reduces emissions and would otherwise come from coal plants.
Be strong, positive.
Thank you. The next one is, plant personnel and first responders will be properly trained and equipped with the materials and resources necessary to respond in the unlikely event that there is an incident at the proposed facility.
Strong opposite.
Thank you. Now, the last three. Ammonia production is one of the safest and most efficient industries in the world. This plant will include the latest state-of-the-art safety and production technology.
Based on a positive, is not really.
Thank you. Now, the last two. Enbridge conducts all monitoring required by its permits, which are written to ensure that all significant potential emissions are within acceptable range, track and known to the Texas Commission of Environmental Quality, and reported at least semi-annually in reports made available to the public.
Strong opposite.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is, the proposed facility will generate roughly 4,000 jobs at the peak of construction and at least 100 permanent jobs once the facility is in service.
A strong opposite.
Thank you very much. Now, hearing about all the above, would you favor or oppose the construction of an ammonia plant, an export facility located on the southern edge of Ingleside?
Strong or positive? I don't need.
Oppose is strong. Thank you. And in your own words, please tell me why you oppose the proposed ammonia plant and export facility.
Oh, I think it's because it's some kind of dangerous, this stuff. I don't know. I'm working with H2S and too much stuff in my job. Everything is fucking dangerous. I don't know. Put extra dangers in, you know, in the community in San Patricio County, it'd be crazy.
Let's see. Okay, and so what I got was, I think that there are more dangers, and it will put community expose them more to dangers.
I think the exposure. Yeah.
And can you tell me one type of danger that comes to mind?
Be in the air, be, you know, some kind of leak. There's many, 2-3 factors, you know, broken lines and, yeah, the leak and flange. Yeah.
Like broken lines and leaking flange?
Yes, ma'am.
Leaking flange. Thank you very much. Now, just a few questions before we finish to make sure that we have a representative sample. Do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent, such as Mexican, Puerto Rican, Cuban, or some other Central American or Latin American background?
I use Mexican.
Thank you very much. And is your main race Anglo, African American, Asian, or some other race?
Other race.
So is your main race Anglo, African American, Asian, or some other race?
Oh, so it's, I think it's Hispanic white, but I don't know. It's,
because I don't know, how would you want to record it, as Anglo white or Asian?
Mm-hmm. Anyone though.
I just need one.
What is it? African?
African.
What is it? What is it? Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Now, do you own or rent your place of residence?
Rent it.
And which of the following best describes your current type or most recent type of employment? Is it white collar or management? Energy or chemical, construction or manufacturing, self-employed or own business, government or education, farming or fishing, professional such as law or medicine, or clerical retail?
I want to say chemical.
Chemical, thank you. And yeah. Do you have an X account?
Got it, what?
An X account, formerly known as Twitter.
No.
Thank you. Do you have an Instagram account?
No, ma'am.
And do you have a Facebook account?
Yeah, I got a Facebook account.
Thank you. Now, do you read the Corpus Christi Color Times on a daily basis?
No, ma'am.
Do you read the Ingleside Index on a weekly basis?
No, ma'am.
Do you watch the nightly local news 4 or more times per week?
No.
And do you have any children under the age of 19 who reside with you full or part-time?
No, ma'am.
All right, and with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful night.
You too, ma'am. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.